أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that though the Jews were given the day of Saturday for the ibadah, they chose that day. Allah offered to them the day of Jummah, which was the original plan of Allah, the king of the days of the week. And the Christians chose Sunday. However, now for the day of Jummah, Allah said when the call is made for the Jummah namaz, then a person should give up all his work and hasten towards Jummah namaz. Once the first adhan is gone, a person should close his business, etc., and hasten now towards namaz. And fas'au ila dhikrillah, hasten towards the dhikr of Allah, which refers to the khutbah, and the namaz also follows with that. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. پھر جب تمام ہو چکے نماز تو پھیل پرو زمین میں اور ڈھونڈو فضل اللہ کا. Allah said, once the Jummah namaz is over, you have completed it, and it is what the sunnats also, after the faraz of Jummah, the sunnat-e muakkada. Unfortunately, many people leave that out. The sunnat-e muakkada after Jummah, the four rakats and the two rakats, that also should be performed. When you have finished that, Allah tells you, He gives you permission, spread out on the earth and seek your rozi now. Now, the rozi is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, but we have to make the effort for it. Just like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if we trusted on Allah, like the birds trust on Allah, He would have fed us how He feeds the birds. They wake up in the morning hungry, and they sleep with a full stomach at night. But the ulama have written, they have to come out of their nest and look for their rozi. It's not that they just stay in their nest and rozi will be put in their mouth. So rozi Allah Ta'ala gives, but we have to make the effort for it. It is also narrated in the hadith that the rozi after a person who, the work he does and earns his rozi after Jummah namaz is 70 times more barakat. That is for the person who closed his shop and made his Jummah namaz properly, which includes of course the four sunnats and two sunnat-e muakkada, then Allah Ta'ala gives lot of barakat in that rozi which is after Jummah. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Or yaad karo Allah ko bahut sa, and remember Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Then you are still in make earning your rozi. Remembering Allah Ta'ala particularly refers to that make your, do your business also according to the commands of Allah. And remember Allah also, what we call zikr. But the real zikr is to be in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not to break His laws. And if you do that, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ تَاكِ تُمْهَارَ بْحَلَا هُ. So that you may be successful. So Allah has given us an easy prescription for us. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whose iman was that at very, very high level, and they looked for more to prove their love for Allah and give their lives. For us, Allah Ta'ala has made it Jummah time, and usually Jummah is a busy day also, end of the week. But those, and mashallah, the vast majority of Muslims do close their shops. We close the shop and we go for Jummah. That is a sign also that this person has got great love for Allah. That though his business is so dear to him, but he stops his business and he goes to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then one instant that took place, Allah refers to that and how the Sahaba came out of it and what great heights they had reached. وَإِذَا رَعَوْ تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَخْوَنٍ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا. Or jab dekhe sauda picked up, ya kuch tamasha mutafarrik ho jaye unke taraf. And when they saw some business or some amusement, and then they rushed towards that. This was in the beginning days of Islam, when either this command was still not revealed that you have to listen to the khutbah, it's part of the Jummah namaz also. Also in some narrations it comes, just like Eid namaz, khutbah is after the namaz. So at the beginning, Juma also, khutbah was after the namaz. And it was like a bayan. So the importance of it was still not revealed. And there was drought in Medina Sharif. And a business caravan had come with grain from outside. And it was a practice of those days when there's an opportunity of business, like if somebody is selling his things, they would beat the drums to make all know. So grain was scarce, there wasn't food, and then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, not knowing still at that time, the ayat was not revealed, they did not know the importance, they left the masjid and they went towards the buying that grain. Because that people, whoever was selling, they might move away and they were in shortage of grain. So then Allah Ta'ala made it incumbent and they realized that they have to listen to the khutbah also. And this changed their lives into such an extent that on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to take a personal inspection of all the people, on Jummah, he was namaz time, he was walking through the marketplace. And as soon as Allahu Akbar was said, the Sahaba all closed their shops, ordinary namaz time, and they were on their way to the masjid. Then he said, yes, these are those people with regard to whom Allah has said, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These are such men, not men of steel, but such men of iman, that business, لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ, and buying and selling does not make them unmindful of the remembrance of Allah, and they go to the masjid. So at the beginning, when this command was still not there, they thought it is just like a bayan, and like sometimes in a bayan, a person needs to go out, he gets up and he goes. They thought there was permission for that. But later on, when this reality had come, they changed into such great men. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Or ye ke chhore aapko khara, and they leave you alone, you are giving the khutbah. Most of the Sahaba went out, the others had remained behind. But at that time they did not know this injunction of Allah Ta'ala. When we also don't know, we will be excused. But when we know, this is how the Sahaba made amal on it. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. To keh, jo Allah ke paas ho, hai, behtar hai, tamashe se, aur sauda giri se. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explain to them, what is kept for you by Allah Ta'ala, in return for your sacrificing for Him and you closing your shop, is much, much more better than all the amusement of this world and the business of this world. The real business is the business of Akhirat. And what you're going to get there is much more greater. Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. Or Allah behtar hai rozi dene wala. And Allah is the best of giving rozi. So obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. 5 times a day, try and make your way to the masjid. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not have women folk in their shops. They closed the shops and they went for namaz. And Juma, close the shop also and go for Juma, and we will see the great barakat Allah gives in that person's life. May Allah Ta'ala make us to comply with His laws and see the open barakat and the help of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.